lies that capitalism tell, you have to unravel them. You know, capitalism follows the axiom of Hitler. Hitler said, you can tell a lie a million times and the people will come to think it's the truth. We revolutionaries say, tell the truth a couple of times and it will smash a million lies. Therefore, in the short time that we have before us, my task is to give you truths that will help to shock you into your responsibility to work for your people. Now, as a revolutionary, you know, we are bounded by principles. And that's why the capitalist press are fond of calling us extremists. They'll tell you, don't go listen to that man, Kwame Ture, he's crazy. When he speaks, everything is extreme. There's no middle ground, there's no gray area. Everything is either hot or cold, wet or dry, black or white. They are absolutely correct. As a revolutionary, we deal in principles, and we say where principles are concerned, there is no middle ground, there is no gray area, because any compromise of principle is an abandonment of principle. That which I say is absolutely correct. You, as students, instinctively know what I say. When you come as a student to represent the principle of honesty when you're in front of a test, either you cheat or you do not. There is no middle ground. There is no gray area. Where principles are concerned, there is none. Capitalism, of course, in trying to deform the thinking of the people, which it must to justify the exploitative system, will try to make middle ground where it doesn't exist. When you come to tell a story, either you lie or you tell the truth. There is no middle ground. You know, capitalism will say, oh, well, I only told a little white lie. You lied. Where principles are concerned, there is no middle ground. Either you believe in God or you do not. There is no middle ground. The other day, a sister confused by